Hello and welcome to Milano's Wig Podcast. We're your hosts, Gia and Judy, and we're here to take you on your wig wearing journey and answer any questions you may have along the way. And thank you for joining us for episode 4. Today's topic is how to get insurance to pay for your wig. And I know this is a very, very commonly asked question by a lot of our hair loss clientele. So I have Judy here to explain her tips and tricks for how you can get your insurance to cover at least part or all of your wig purchase.
Hi, everyone. I hope you're doing well. This is a question that we get asked a lot is how to get insurance to pay for your wig. And in fact, a lot of times when people come in and they're not even aware of it, the first thing I'll say when I realize that they're here for, because they're experiencing hair loss, that I ask them, have you ever checked your insurance? And you'd be surprised because I've had so many people, they're like, no, my insurance, I don't have a good insurance, or I have an HMO, or I don't think it's going to cover it, or no, they're really skimpy in terms of what they cover. You'd be surprised because it's really in, they have a list of what they cover and all the different products. And I always get like, I remember one lady, she walked outside. She's like, okay, let me call my insurance company. And she called and she came back. She's like, I cannot believe it. I cannot believe they're covering. And she gave a certain amount that they're covering, which covered almost the full amount of the wig. So, I would definitely, urge you to definitely call your insurance. Even if you think they don't cover, you may be surprised. I can't promise that they will, but many, many times people are surprised in terms of what their insurance will cover. The one thing that's super, super imperative is that you cannot call it a wig. A wig sounds like it's more for cosmetic reasons, where if you're wearing a wig for hair loss, it's more of a medical purpose. So there is a medical term for a wig, which is a cranial prosthesis. So when you are calling your insurance company, you never want to say, do you cover the cost of a wig? Because to them, a wig is more of a cosmetic, or it's not for medical reasons. You would say, do you cover the cost of a cranial prosthesis? Now, cranial prosthesis has a medical code as well. I believe it's A9282, but I'll confirm that. But there is a medical code. So you do want to have that medical code for the cranial prosthesis when you call them. So you would ask them, do you cover cranial prosthesis? This is the medical code. And a lot of times they'll just look it up and they'll tell you what they do cover. Many times they'll cover a portion or they'll cover the whole thing if you meet your deductible. Every plan is different. So definitely check into your plan and see if they cover it. Now, there are times that they will require for you to get a prescription from a doctor. Most of the time, if you're experiencing hair loss, you're going to a doctor anyway, and you can just ask your doctor for a prescription for a cranial prosthesis. And once you have that prescription, you can come to us. We would love to assist you in terms of any wig that would work for you. And then what we do is we give you an invoice. There's two different types of invoices that we have. There's an invoice with the details of the wig and everything like that. That's for your information. But then what we offer for the insurance company is we'll give you a invoice that basically lists the wig as a cranial prosthesis with the amount so that you can put it in for reimbursement. So number one is first you want to call your insurance company to see if they cover the cranial prosthesis and give them the medical term. Step number two is if they say you require a prescription, you do want to go to your doctor, or if you already went to your doctor, just ask them for a prescription for cranial prosthesis. And then number three is to ask Milano, ask us to give you an itemized invoice for describing the wig as in the medical term. And that's what you would submit to your insurance company. You definitely want to go to a company that you have they are going to require the federal tax ID number and just some other information on the company, making sure that it's a legit company. But once you get that invoice from Milano, you can submit it to your insurance. And as long as they said they would cover it, then they should send you a check within a reasonable amount of time. So it's really important to follow the steps. And so far I've had so many good stories, and I love hearing, you know, especially if you're experiencing hair loss, there's nothing better than having, you know, you have insurance for a reason, and having the insurance, assist you in getting that perfect wig.
I have a question. Sure. So is in terms of diagnosis for qualifying for getting insurance to cover your wig, is it medical hair loss or is it any degree of hair loss that you experience, they're able to get the insurance to cover?
A lot of times, it is medical hair loss, but any types of hair loss is medical hair loss. So a lot of times you have it for different reasons. You have alopecia universalis or alopecia areata or any different types of hair loss. A lot of times medications can cause, you know, you to have hair loss, but whatever the hair loss is that it turns it into, I guess, medical.
Right.
So it's just asking your doctor. And sometimes they don't even require that, because if you're experiencing hair loss, that is for medical reasons of why you're experiencing hair loss, and not necessarily is there a solution or is there a cure for it. But while you're experiencing it, there definitely is, there is reimbursement a lot of times with the insurance companies.
Oh, that's great. And also in terms of getting a prescription, does it have to be from their regular physician or can it be from a dermatologist?
So you would go to a doctor probably in your plan. But I do not believe it needs to be a dermatologist from what I understand from all the clients that we have, because most of the time I'm just providing the invoice to them and I've never heard back from them. So, or sometimes I do hear back to them because they're all excited.
Okay, great.
And like we have one client that, you know, once she meets her deductible, it's all covered 100%. So, you know, any year that she meets her deductible, she really goes to town in terms of the wigs because she wears them every single day. So she definitely needs, she likes a nice, I guess, variety of wigs. And once she meets her deductible, the insurance is very, they're very lenient in terms of what they cover. So she'll buy a lot of wigs. So it's funny because at the end of the year, I'm like, oh, she's back. So
I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So it's as simple as that. And then basically after Milano provides the invoice that they need, do you know exactly what the process is? Like, do they purchase the wig from you in full and then show the receipt all the time? Or sometimes can they get credit?
So what you do is you purchase the wig in full, but there are financing options. So this doesn't take away of any of the financing options that Milano offers because we have 4 month, 6 month or 12 month financing on the wig. The receipt is just showing you that it's for medical reasons and it names the medical code and the medical term for the wig, which is a cranial prosthesis. And then once you submit it to your insurance company, you know, it takes the normal processing time, but then they'll mail you the check. It doesn't go to Milano. So you would be paying Milano. And we've had many times we've had clients, they're like, I don't know. They get nervous where they actually finance the wig. And then usually within a week or two, they would call me up and say, we got the reimbursement. So you still would purchase the wig in full. You can still use the financing option. It doesn't take away from that. Once we send you the proper invoice, which we can email however way we could text it to you or we could send it however way what works for you, you would submit it to the insurance company and then it would be the normal processing time for them just to reimburse you for that medical expense.
Okay, that's awesome. Is there any other tips or tricks you would give for the clients on this topic?
I always tell people to try to find out ahead of time before you buy it because a lot of times you'll try a different option, whether if they cover more, then maybe you'll go for a little bit more of an expensive one. But it's always good to know what your options are before you get into it to know. So I tell people it can't hurt. It doesn't cost anything. Just call your insurance company and just ask them. And we're here to assist in any way possible. We'll give you the invoice. We'll provide anything that you need that your insurance company would need in order for you to get reimbursed. But it's nice to know ahead of time before you get into it what is covered and what is not.